The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 15th day of March, 2021. Steve Elkins down there manning the Florida sandbar. It's 86 degrees here, folks, in sunny central Texas. Well, it's not really sunny. Well, it won't be for long. They're back spraying the chemtrails again. By the way, Mike, did I hear this correctly? Did Mike Rivera say he took the vaccine? And he did so for what reason? Because Claire had to take it because? So she could visit her mother in the nursing home. Wow. And he took the Johnson & Johnson injection?
Yeah. Well, you heard what I said about Johnson & Johnson. Would I trust Johnson & Johnson with, John? Our Q-tips, that's about it. 66% is a D plus on a grading scale here. I trust Johnson & Johnson Q-tips, and that's about it. That's about it.
Well, taxes are going to be raised here, folks. Federal taxes are going up. JoJo's in charge. Well, no. JoJo's just literally the figurehead. It's Kamala that's in his ear. It's his handlers that are in his ear. Do you know he's not had a press conference in over 50 days? Well, he's never had
50 something days.
He's right. Never had a press conference, really.
No, he hasn't. I say he'll be gone in less than 100 days. Pretty soon, he'll be gone. I think he already is. He's just acting as if he is the leader of this country. She's been doing all the work. She's meeting with world leaders. He's simply playing a part. He's acting. He'll be gone in less than 100 days, and I'll make another prediction. He'll be gone off this planet this time next year. He'll be gone.
Okay,
he looks ghostly white. Yeah. He looks so pale. He's taking on the resemblance, the same as the ghost John McCain at the very end. Pasty white. Looks like he needs a transfusion. I think he's going to be gone this time next year. Another dead president.
Well, and there goes the president. She becomes the president.
Yep.
Who do you imagine is going to be vice president?
I got a guess. Three initials. HRC.
Last Friday, people over at Zero Hedge said we published a recap of Biden's gargantuan $1.9 trillion America rescue plan. And this is from Rabobank's Philip Mary, in which he observed that the Democrat approach may have split the mood for bipartisanship in near term. Republicans claim that the Democrats were not serious about finding a bipartisan consensus. In short, since not a single Republican voted for the American Rescue Plan, and centrist Democrat senators have shown that they're willing to use their leverage in a 50-50 Senate, this will increasingly anger progressives as their left-wing agenda continues to be watered down by senators of their own political party. Say it ain't so. Therefore, if Biden does not proceed with caution, this could have been the high point of his administration. That would be a rational view. Now, alternately, in a world where a flood of new debt is the only option left to perpetrating a failed status quo, one can also argue that record polarization notwithstanding, it will be in the best interest of both Republicans and Democrats to push the current spending spree to absurd limits. Now, that's where JoJo's upcoming boondoggle, his infrastructure plan, comes in. And as Mary ominously predicts, if you think that $1.9 trillion is a lot of money, this does not mean the Democrats are going to stop their spending spree. Not at all. And indeed, in his view, the next big thing for the Biden administration is an upcoming $2 trillion infrastructure deal. But according to Goldman, even $2 trillion is not nearly enough. And I would agree with that, because several years ago, it was $3 trillion and counting the money just needed to maintain status quo on our crumbling infrastructure. So, with the bank predicting that Biden administration could come up with an infrastructure number as big as $4 trillion. But first, a quick post-mortem from Goldman Sachs and the final Biden bill. As Goldman chief economist Jan Herzis writes, was closer to the original Biden proposal than we expected, with a bank's forecast of $1.5 trillion, and around $350 billion less than what Congress ultimately approved. Yeah. The larger-than-expected final bill will lead to larger fiscal impulse in 2021, and especially 2022. Now, what they're saying here, folks, is all sanity is out of here. The government is going to keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing for any pig trough bill, that any amendment they want to throw on anything. It's these people that have caused the problem, and their solution is to borrow against the future earnings, and I don't know what generation that is, because we're upwards to $160 trillion in debt now in this country. So to these politicians, Steve, yeah. What the hell is another $1 or $2 trillion? You know, we need this right now to get things moving. No, we need to move you out of the way, is what we need to do.
It's kind of amazing. They think they can buy their way out of debt, print more money, and get themselves out of debt with just printing more money. All they do is devalue the currency and increase inflation. That's what we have, and that's where we're leading. It's asinine. I mean, anybody in true economics knows you don't buy print money to get yourself out of debt. And you just borrow and leverage against the debt, keep doing it. You just get yourself further in debt to a point where, I mean, there's no way we're going to pay it off anyway. But you're right. $1 trillion, $2 trillion, it's nothing anymore. To these guys, it's just a number. It doesn't have any value. It doesn't have any urgency to say, wait a minute, we got to stop this. This is crazy. They don't think of it that way. You and I do, but they don't.
Well, that's because they've never held jobs. That's no right. Real jobs. That's right. They've never had to work for a living. They get more money and perks shoved their way than you can imagine. You only have to spend a couple of years in the District of Criminals to get a lifelong pension. You know, you or I have to go 20 or 30 years to get that. Most people have, only to find their pension funds are locked up someplace and they don't even get a look at them. And most of the pension funds are now broke. They've been robbing them for going on 12, 13 years now, since the banking crisis of 2008. Steve, this is never ending. It is not going to stop. They couldn't do this if we had an honest money system.
That's right.
They could not do this. But yet, here they are. Let's see what else is on the radar screen here. What do you got?
Any calls?
What do we got here? We got three calls? Okay, let me go to them here. Let me get up the RBN caller page, and here we go. Dave in Michigan. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Dave.
I'd like to preface this call with the fact that I have not had a cold or the flu or any illness since 2006. When I fired my MD and I joined Dr. Joel Wallach and I started making and taking ionic and colloidal silver. That isn't really the reason for my call, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
for those people thinking about, you know, getting this vaccine, it is an obscene thought.
Yeah.
That clip you played, John, I had to call. That cop, that asshat, that scumbag, I almost crushed my... I'm on a health call here in the other phone in the other room. I better close the door here. But that infuriated me. I almost crushed my digital radio listening to that SOB manhandling that 65-year-old woman. It infuriated me. People, listeners, the only way we're going to stop this insanity is to assemble. We must become we the people again. We the people must rise, because this government, this bureaucracy, this corporation that's ruling and controlling us with these asshats out on the street, there's no way we're going to get out of this if we don't assemble and become we the people, the government. We are the lawful government. So before I get too far, I'd like, I know you told me to keep calling back, and so I'm calling back, John.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Dave.
Okay. So have you had a chance to look at that website, national-assembly.net?
Yeah, I looked at it when you first mentioned it. I didn't bookmark it, though.
Okay. Check it out. Bookmark it. Deep dive. There's some videos that Red Beckman made that are there. Somebody compiled all, I think there's 20 of them. It's probably a two-hour clip, but they're all there separately. You know, some are 6 or 7, 8 minutes. I think the longest one might be an hour, but it's a total of 2 hours, and there's some really great info there.
Well, Dave, now that you mention that, you know, we've seen the Supreme Court duck and hide from taking cases like the 2020 election. You know, there's nothing to see. By the way, let's not forget that the FBI is under what department? The Justice Department. So they're the protectors, pretty much, and the junkyard dogs for anything that the AG or any of his people want to do. But also keep something in mind here. If there was a case presented to the United States Supreme Court, Dave, and it's a very simple case, is the Constitution, the original Constitution, is it in force and full effect? Do we have a constitutional republic or don't we? I would like to hear a ruling from the Supreme Court on that one. Once they make that admission, that if they, and they'd have to rule, if they'd have to rule the correct way, that yeah, this is a republic, it's not a democracy, and yes, we have the rule of law, this is what the law is based on, the Constitution. Now, they've thrown a lot of stuff in there, obviously, commercial and everything else. But here's the question I want the Supreme Court to answer. Do we have a constitutional republic or not? If they say yes, well, then excuse us, we're going to ensure that constitutional republic is in full force and effect, and whatever it takes. Because you see, Dave, what JoJo and the boys are working on right now is a more draconian gun bill than you've ever seen in the past. And the Second Amendment is our liberty to ensure that the republic stands.
Right. That Second Amendment is there to protect all the rest of them, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And it shall not be infringed. You know what the Dick Act is?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Well, and that, I think that was a Supreme Court ruling. They cannot touch the Second Amendment. And again, I say Second Amendment, it's really the Second Declaration, right? It's not an amendment, because the amendments can be amended.
Well, and you notice where they put it. They didn't put it first, they put it second. The first one designates what God-given rights we have, not the privileges bestowed upon us by the state. These are God-given rights. And they were not, this was not written for the individual. We already had those rights. The free, sovereign, God-fearing American already had those rights. This was a declaration of the government outlining all this stuff as to this is where we cannot go outside of. And the prohibitions are already in there. But they have ignored that and commercially gone after us. They have gone after, they have tried every which way and form and fashion to go after the Second Amendment. You know, oh, we just want you to register your guns. Oh, we're just going to outlaw these type of guns. Oh, we're doing this for public safety. Excuse me, show me the clause in the Constitution that spells out specifically that the government is here for your personal safety. Have you seen that yet, Dave? I haven't.
No, it's not there.
Well, that's what they've been using.
Question for both you guys. Since you brought it up, I'm glad you did, Second Amendment, because Biden has talked about the new gun legislation ability wants to push through, talking about increasing background checks. And I don't quite understand this because we have pretty stringent background checks already. So the only thing I can think about is that we're talking about really intrusive now. Let's just say that you and your wife are now seeing a marriage counselor, and maybe that there's some thought on the side of the doctor in his little notes, of course, which is all on the line now, and which is able, able for anybody to really grab a hold of in government, and decides, well, you know, this is a kind of a volatile relationship, husband and wife relationship, and they're in counseling, and he has firearms in his house.
Red flag.
And he's in therapy. We've decided to include that in our
red flag
in our investigative background check now to say, I don't think this guy deserves a firearm.
Red flag. They already have it. They already have it. But what does
is it something more than that?
No. The real reason you're seeing this right now is for total gun registration in America. They want to know who you are and what you own.
But don't they already know that?
No, they don't.
Well, every firearm I've ever bought, I had to fill out registration.
That's because you were a late bloomer.
I assume they know what I have.
Well, I assume that they're listening to every phone call I make and reading every email and every broadcast that I do. And that's fine, because I'm not here advocating breaking the law. I'm here advocating the true law in this country.
That's right.
See, so what do they have to do? Well, they have to say that you're a white supremacist and you're a domestic terrorist, and we're going to sully you. And this is why you're seeing the FBI act the way they are, because who are their bosses? Ah, that's right. That's right. The Justice Department. Mm-hmm. Dave, thank you for your call.
Yep.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Randy in South Dakota.
Oh.
Oh, Randy. How many people are dead in South Dakota from COVID-19? Jeez.
Randy, you've got the most attractive governor in the country.
She's a hottie. Let me just say it the way it is. Yeah. And I can say that because I'm not married. She's a hottie.
She is. You guys are lucky.
I got two things. I heard you guys talking about our governor in South Dakota, so I thought I better call in to fill in what I know. I just watched her on C-SPAN last night on a YouTube channel, and it's easy to find. Just go watch her. She had a pretty good speech there. She's a pretty good talker.
She is.
She talks as well as she looks. And folks, when I get angry, I don't believe in road rage, but if I ever have a female and it's the windows down day and they do something really stupid and they know I'm pissed, I just pull up and I just look at them and go, you drive about as well as you look. And you drive like crap. And that's all I say, and I drive off. So,
you know, with the intelligence of Christy Noem, this woman here, I would not she's a very smart lady. I would not be bothered the least if she were to ever consider throwing her hat into the ring.
There are some,
the United
Steve.
States. I would never,
Steve.
I would vote for her.
There are some people that consider a beautiful woman with a brain to really be the beast. We'll be back. Hang on, Randy. Robert, Pat, Francis, and others will get to all your calls when we return.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's all an imminent front. Randy, did you have anything else?
Yeah, my daughter talked to my preacher's wife, and this is a COVID story, and her sister adopted a little infant, and it come down with a really bad rash, and the rash is little red spots getting purple spots in the middle. They took it to the Mitchell Hospital, South Dakota here, and the doctors there called it COVID rash. They airlifted the infant and the mom to Denver, Colorado. They put a steroid cream on the infant, and it healed it right up, and they come back home. So that was kind of...
Well, who pays the bill? Do you know those choppers are... It's like, what is it, $4,000 or $5,000 an hour to operate those things. Who's paying the bill on that?
They get COVID relief money from the state, I'm sure.
Randy, you hit the nail.
Isn't that something?
You hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of bailouts going here, and they're going to hold out for every dime that they're going to try to get. I mean, this is insane. This is absolutely insane. I'm sitting here looking at the economy, the gross domestic product, how deep in debt we are, and these asshats in Washington D.C. for them, what's ceiling? There's no ceilings here. We just break through every ceiling, keep raising the debt limit, keep indebting not only ourselves but the future generations. And with what is out there, And servicing that debt, let's all remember what servicing that debt really means. That's not paying down the principal. That's trying to just to keep up with the interest payments on the ever-increasing amount of quote-unquote money that they're borrowing. This is insane.
That's our 50, 60% of taxes that we pay in all the time that they take.
And
that ain't even enough.
You mean when Barbara Boxer was asked, when getting off a plane, Senator, the taxes. Well, and she volunteered that, well, when we're taxing you at 85 or 90%, maybe it won't be that high. Yeah, there is your clue. This is your political outlook for this country. More debt, more government, more, and less for you. Because you, my friend, the government doesn't make any money. It just distributes the wealth and who they extort it from. And that means you.
I got one last thing real quick.
Yeah.
Dave, I know Dave, he's my health coach. But he's right on with the people need to come together and assembly or national-assembly.net has that Red Beckman. I listened to him here just the other day, and it's really informative, and it has to do with he talks about our elected officials, and yeah, he's really informational. I advise everybody to listen to him.
Well, I interviewed Red Beckman many times when he was alive.
Okay.
Many times.
And old Red, you know the guy.
Oh yeah, I certainly do. Absolutely. All right, Randy, appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. Just make sure that the next governor that you hire is just as hot as the last. Gosh. You know, I mean, you want to talk about threatening in a Republican Party? A woman that looks like that and is smarter than 99% of the people? Then whoa.
You know, I had a boss like that in Utah. She was beautiful. The ICU manager, and she was smart.
Uh-huh.
She was so intelligent. She could jump in and help out and be an actual nurse, not just somebody in management. She was smart and beautiful. We loved her.
And men that can respect a woman that's maybe, he may not admit it, but maybe smarter than he is.
Yeah.
Robert. Hello, Robert in Central Texas. Well, is Waco in Central Texas or no?
Yeah, I guess you would call it that.
Okay. What's on your...
Well, I started off with three things on my list, and by the time an hour and a half, I've got eight things, but I'll just hit three of them real quick. I was just goofing around the other day, and I Googled, Greg, Governor Abbott, Israel trip. And I come up with January 2020... and I think this is Israeli News or Israeli Times or something. He says any enemy of Israel is an enemy of Texas. What do you think about that?
Well, somebody had sent me, he did a press conference last week, and what was hanging right behind him in full view for everybody to see? Israeli flag. Why is he
really?
Yeah, why is he flying the Israeli flag when he's doing a press conference for Texas?
I don't know, but I did the same thing with Mike Pence, and I found him there two times, and he had the little hat on his head. So
yeah, well,
you can't miss it with that white hair.
Boy, I'll tell you what, is there ever a vice president that people will forget about more rapidly than Pence? I don't think so. I don't think we've ever had a vice president that people just want to forget about. Robert.
Okay. Can you hold me over for a second?
I don't know. Is it worth a free haircut?
Absolutely.
All right, then. Hang on. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Break down, take down, everybody waltz into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted, busted. Shake down, break down, hurry, just about the time you think it's all.
All right, we're back. Robert, go ahead.
Yes, sir. If John from Michigan is listening, if there's any way I can get in touch with him or through you, I would like to ask him about a musician that lives within about an hour from him. He's a famous guitar player, and he's wrote a lot of songs like Don't Let Them Take Your Gun and stuff like that. And I'd be interested if he knows him. And the last thing is, I say DeSantos Naomi 2024.
Hey. What about DJ? Have you dumped Trump yet? Donald John Trump.
I'll be honest with you. I downloaded his CPAC speech and read it the other day. Read the first 10 minutes and then read starting about at the 25-minute mark where he talks about how he twisted the arms of the FDA and to get the warp speed. And
yeah,
then,
that could backfire.
And then he actually says, get the shot. Okay, I don't know.
Well, do you think it'd be any better under DeSantis?
No, I don't think it's going to be. John, I'm sorry. I'm very jaded now. I don't think it's going to be better on anybody.
You're not jaded, my friend. You're glowing green.
I'm about to the point of, lead poisoning for a lot of people. How about that?
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your call.
Bye. Let me know when you need a haircut.
Did you get your T-shirt yet? Did you get your T-shirt yet? Is he gone? He dropped. Pat in North Carolina. Hello, Pat.
Mr. Stedmiller, great show. Are you in charge of this organization here?
What's on your mind,
yeah,
Pat?
He is.
What's on your mind?
Great. Well, what's on my mind? I have a few things. Like last caller, I have to reduce them and condense them because this show is so interesting. But the first thing that comes to mind is, because it's personally related to me, is the one email I've ever sent you that was the most important email of my life. I also sent to 100 colleagues in my doctorate and finance program and a congressman I was working with. Did you get that?
Oh.
That was about a month ago.
Ooh, Pat, I want to say, yeah, I did, but I get let me put it to you this way. I get about 500 junk emails. Can you imagine how many other emails I get?
No, I understand completely, but this one was sent probably around the time Andrew Agolin published the GameStop angle, the Israeli GameStop angle article, and it hit home so hard, and my discussions with Jeremy hit home so hard that I had to mass blast that to everyone I knew
okay.
in the Army and everyone I knew in my doctorate program.
Okay.
So as a result of that, like I wish you'd go back and see that, but if you haven't seen it, it's no big deal. I hope you do. But I'll bring it back to the other two points I wanted to talk to you about. And one was about money in general, and then two was free speech and my apologies for, you know, the way I talk on Jeremy's show. I feel like I might be bringing on due attention to the dear organization because of my emotion, so I apologize.
Okay, well, Pat, I don't know what you're pleading guilty to and asking me to excuse you for it.
So let's go straight to it then. Let's go to the GDP over population issue and the fact that you're mentioning debt levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have been studying finance for a while, and I always thought there was always supposed to be more debt than money because money is essentially debt. And you go out to the bank and you take a loan from the Jewish bankers. You promise to pay back whatever you borrow plus interest.
Right.
Well, they only loan you what's borrowed, so there's always more debt than money.
Well, and they really don't even loan you what you're borrowing. You do a contract of any sort with them, promise to pay. Your signature is the thing that generates that money. They're not actually putting up any money at all. Otherwise, the fractionalized banking system wouldn't work for them.
That's right.
You know, the 9-to-1 ratio.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yep. And then the other thing, too, is what's money? All money is our little debt contracts backed by violence. Who has the monopoly on violence? Our government. Who controls our government?
The banks.
I would argue Israel.
Well, I don't know if it's Israel per se, but it's certainly the people who are running Israel. And it's the people who have been running the New World Order shtick for the last 200 years. The Rothschilds.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely, and I don't want to make – I hope we're at a point in society where, like, you can talk about a group collectively where it doesn't apply to every individual. Like, we talk about Russia. We talk about China. Obviously, we're not crapping on every Chinese person. We're not crapping on every Russian person.
No, exactly.
But when we talk about Israel or the Jews, right. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you talk about Israel or the Jews, all of a sudden it's a hate crime.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And what group of people had to make sure that they made a law that you couldn't say anything about them, good, bad, or indifferent – or we'll come and get you. These are the people that hate the truth. And when I talk about Israel, I've gone through this extensively, how Israel came about. Adolf Hitler, he more or less gave the Jews, along with England and the to-be-formed United Nations in 1947. They tried it in 21, 22, the League of Nations. That didn't go over too well, so they had to put on another dog and pony show to kill millions of people. That was called World War I Part II. And then, of course, who are the black hats and the white hats? Well, when it comes to finances, there are no good guys or bad guys. There's just the guys that you need to go and borrow vast amounts of money, blow the smithereens out of everything, and then go back to the banks to borrow more to rebuild what you've blown up.
That's right.
So, yeah.
No, I thought that was a pretty good – you kind of lost me there. But not because you said anything that wasn't true. It's just because there's so much to try and take in. I'll need a second to digest that.
That's fine. But But, you know, let me just make this clarification here. I don't hate Jews any more than I hate the Chinese. I hate the English. I hate the French. The Australians or anybody else. There's this little political thing that they put together, and that's their strong arm mechanism called Zionism.
Right. Exactly.
And when they do this, this opens up a whole new field. But you see, you can't talk about Zionists because about 10, 12 years ago, they included the Zionists too as well. They brought them into the umbrella of, oh, that's hate speech if you talk about the Zionists. Excuse me? So we're not allowed to talk about the Jews at all? I had Henry Mackow on this network for a couple of years, the guy that invented, of all things, Scruples, the board game. And we had other Jews that were host on this network, good, solid American people. Well, what, I wasn't supposed to let them on the network because they're of Jewish origins? This is balderdash. And while, Pat, we were talking about this, I have people that are trying to convince me that there are people that are not allowed to call into this network because, well, even the racists have a right. Look, racism is a trap. And if you're stupid enough to fall for it, well, congratulations. You're just stupid. And I can't explain stupidity to a stupid person because they're too stupid to understand stupidity.
I agree with that statement so completely. And that brings me to the other point I wanted to make up about the First Amendment and Second Amendment, which is more important. I would say both. You need them both. The First Amendment is the most important amendment, but it can only be backed by the Second Amendment.
That's it.
And people are arguing, don't you agree? Like, with it, imagine not having the First Amendment and you have the Second Amendment. If your ideas, you're a slave to what you consume, period. America used to be the best place where that was true. Now it's probably turning into Israel in the future. But what I was going to say was, you mentioned the First and Second Amendment, or one of your last callers did, and I thought the combo of the two was the most important. We forgive words, we forgive sounds, we should forgive ideas, but we don't forgive actions. You know, and now they're trying to punish us more so for our words, for our ideas, for our sounds than our actual actions.
And what actions have those been? I mean, have we been out there destroying billions of dollars in property to get our way and jump up and down? We light entire city blocks on fire. We kill cops. We hurt and injure
other
people.
No, not at all. You know what's funny? I wanted to mention to you, too, is before I even listened to your show, I mean, I've heard of Dr. Duke before I joined the Army because I'm a veteran. I have a combat infantry badge. I've been on over 100 missions. I've called Kelso's show and blasted that guy out. But I was also a CID agent, and I'm not sure if you know what CID is in the Army. It's Criminal Investigations
Division. Yep.
I was out of Fort Bragg, and one of the funniest things that just hit my head was when you go into the Fort Bragg CID office and you're going in to get questions, when you walk into our evidence room, right beside the evidence room is this poster, and it talks about domestic terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what they list on there?
Do tell.
You guys. And this was while I was in the Army still. So I was in the Army, I served from 2014 to 2019. I was an infantryman, CID candidate, and then back to infantry because I didn't fit the mold for the CID agent. I was in a buddy schooler. But yeah, when you walk into that office, where you lay out the evidence. And it kind of hit home, too, because of the Posse Comitatus Act. We get away with that, too, because they just recently built a huge highway through Fort Bragg where now military police have jurisdiction. So any military police who pulls over anybody speeding, which is just about everyone is speeding because they have nothing better to do.
They don't have the jurisdiction to do it, and it hasn't been challenged. That's why they're getting away with it.
Yeah, so I was literally prosecuting civilians and military people. Like, I would, if anyone got pulled over, if it was a civilian, I would build the case and I would send it to the Special Assistant to the United States Attorney's Office.
Right.
And then they would build the case. And Pat, they would scare Pat, whoever it was.
Pat, I hate to do this, but I have to cut you off. I've got other callers.
No, you're good, man. But your poster was up there. So you guys have been a domestic terror organization in the eyes of the government, at least since Trump was in office.
All right, sir. Pat, appreciate the call. Keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Francis, North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Hello, Francis.
Oh, that was enthralling. Anyway.
Well, it all depends on what you got. If you got something good, I'll get all excited. What's on your mind?
Well, let's see. How about learning that in a particular food chain, I can't say which store it is for that money company-wise, that...
Why can't you say what chain it is?
Because if I do, the chain itself may try to do an internal investigation to find out who let the cat out of the bag.
Give us a hint then. Oh. Give us a hint so we can guess it. How about that?
Okay. Wait a minute. Give you a what now?
Give us a hint of what change we can figure it out ourselves. Just give us a hint.
Well, I'll put it this way. Okay. You know how sheep have a teat?
Yes.
Okay, that's the only clue I can give you.
That's not going anywhere.
No kidding.
all animals have teats.
Even men have teats. They just don't function like yours do.
I saw John with his shirt off.
See?
He's got teats.
I got a third nipple, by the way. Any rate.
Oh,
Francis. All right, that was more information than I needed.
Thank you very much. Give me more information, Francis.
But anyway.
Yeah.
In conversing with a workforce employee, I kind of find out that the workforce is being presented with a consent form for having the shot jab done to them. And guess what they get in response to their affirmation of taking it?
They get a gift card for the grocery store they work for.
Probably is, but you have no idea how much for.
$90.
That's close.
Which one?
Walmart.
$100. See there? Walmart.
A measly $100.
Can we say Wally World?
Nah, it wouldn't be that one.
You know, you're afraid of getting sued by public information relaying it to a talk show host.
Yeah.
And okay, fine.
Okay.
Sarah's tighter.
I'm sorry?
How's that? What? But anyway. Wally World wouldn't even, they would be too cheap. They'd probably offer about $5 or $10 for doing that for an incentive.
Yeah.
No.
And don't forget, discount coupons. At any rate, okay.
But other than that, I have to admit, Steve, I was a little bit disappointed. Apparently, missed you last night.
Oh. Yeah, it was an interesting night.
Yeah, we had some problems at the network last night that have been rectified.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's typical when you are trying to get out the truth or whatever, and they want to shut it down.
Yeah, that's not what happened. And no speculation here. Francis, thank you for your call.
Yep.
That was quick and short and sweet.
All right.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona.
Gotcha.
Later.
I don't even like that damn beer. And everybody wants to keep sticking a lime in it. And it's like, what kind of beer is it that you stick a lime in it? Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning? Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
This is for Steve. Last night on the radio, we got to witness a adverse reaction. A young lady who has a music show on a public radio station, she came in when she first announced her program, two-hour program. She said, "Hey, I got my shot yesterday. I'm feeling great." And an hour and a half in, she between a couple of plays, she said, "Oh, I'm not feeling too good. I got hot flashes."
Yeah.
And as I was listening to her, I could tell her voice was beginning to slur. And about 15 minutes before her show ended up, she actually broke in, said, "My brain has left my body. I'm out of here." She could hardly say it.
Wow.
She didn't close off her program. The next host came in and had to just start without her closure.
But, you know, the vaccines are safe, Tom.
Well, absolutely. I'm so glad you've got that figured out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, since I can't see... and I hear Fauci and I hear Cuomo. I can't tell which one is which.
Well, isn't it interesting how they're going after Cuomo, not over the people that he killed?
Yeah.
They're going after him because of sexual issues that he came on. I mean, what do you expect the governor of New York to do? I mean, act like a gentleman? Come on. When was the last time that happened in New York? This is nothing new.
If you triage this here in severity, that is nothing compared to the dead people and all those old folks that he infected by putting
and then
the sick and ill back into
and then
the
blow their lungs out with respirators.
Yeah, this is nothing compared to the death toll.
Yeah,
they're skirting this whole thing.
Yep.
Going after the sex and not going after the actual crime of infecting the nursing homes.
Because Steve,
I'm very angry about this.
We don't want to set any precedents here for a governor of a state, especially libtard state like New York.
Right.
We can't do that.
Well, throw in the bridge that's falling apart, too.
You know,
I don't know if you're aware that the Tappan Zee Bridge was remodeled, I guess, under Cuomo. And a lot of the bolts that are holding it together are fracturing or failing. So they've had to close the bridge off because of fear of it collapsing into the river.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I think New York City's economy will collapse way before that damn bridge does. Tom.
One other thing. Lorna or Lauren, please call me. I think we have a common background.
Okay.
I do a lot of servicing of the pathology for the Native Americans.
Very good. All right. Tom, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, Steve, mm-hmm. You ever heard the old saying, let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah.
Do you know what's even harder than that? Getting cat in the bag.
That's true.
You know? Try that sometimes. You people that had to take your cat to a vet, they know.
Oh, God, they do.
Oh, yes, they do. And that's when, if you haven't had them declawed, which is a cruel thing to do to kitties, but, man, they just splay out, and they're not going anywhere. Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John and Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I was thinking about what you were saying about Trump could possibly instruct his supporters to take the vaccine, and I do believe he will do that soon. And the reason I think that is I believe Trump faked COVID to sell that lie to the Republicans that the disease was real and we should react to it. And when I look at how Trump has reacted to the other things in his presidency, I do believe he has just been part of the swamp of the establishment the whole time.
I don't think so, Robert. I don't think so. Come on, man.
He played a good cop to reestablish the left-right paradigm. And if you look at what he did with Epstein, you look at what he did with infringing on the gun rights for the first time in a long time. He wrote anti-free speech laws that you couldn't talk about Israel and Islam on college campus. He really went through and just never touched Hillary, never did anything to any of these criminals in our government. And eventually,
He had for attorney generals?
Exactly, John. That's exactly right. That's who he had for attorney general, the Bush guy. And then on January 6th, sir, he set up his supporters and he turn them all into terrorists.
All right, then I'm to take it, Robert, you're happy with JoJo and Kamala in the White House, right?
Well, I'm a big Trump supporter initially, John, and helped him get elected 2016. Uh-huh, and uh-huh. I just noticed, you know, ever since Las Vegas, he went along with the lie in the Las Vegas shooting, and he's going along with the lie on January 6th, the kind of bookends of his presidency, where he's going along with the narrative that the media puts out. And I'm sorry,
you're picking and choosing. I think overall he called out the media for being what they are, a bunch of damn liars, and he came out against Fox as well, that were the biggest supporters of him. They've changed their tune. They're now on the SOL list as well.
Well, he thoroughly established credibility with the likes of people like you and I, John. That's what he did. He's very good at it. And, you know, the communists don't come at you as I'm a communist. They come at you as I'm a businessman and pro-America. And then they end up setting up their own people, and they're declaring us terrorists now. Trump could have easily come out and said the January 6th thing was what it really was. But instead, he went along with the narrative, said those people are bad, and has gone along with.
And
with,
he was right, because it wasn't Trump supporters that were doing it, that spearheaded
exactly.
it.
It was a false flag. It was set up by the deep state. It was done as a theater to demonize Trump supporters.
All right, you want to tell me something else? Anything else you want to tell me that I already know?
I just wanted you guys to think about the fact that Trump might be playing a part and setting his people up, and a part of the establishment, a part of the Epstein people, you know, all those same people, the billionaire class.
Yeah. All right.
All right, John.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa.
Hi there. Two things. It's not really a criticism. It's a question. You have a show on there on Sunday morning, Master Survivalist.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be doing this on the air, Melissa.
What?
Why
you're doing what?
You're talking to the owner of the network, and you're going to start complaining about a guy that's on the network.
I'm not complaining. It's a question. I'm trying to I'm interested in knowing where the claims that he makes can be documented, because he says stuff and then he doesn't cite the source. And I'm just interested in...
Well, isn't it interesting, Melissa, and this is none of your damn business, but I'm going to tell you anyhow, okay?
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Just hang on. I'm going to tell you. I had a conversation with said host, and I told him. I said, either you identify your source, and I don't want this anonymous crap. If you cannot supply the source of the information, do not bring it up. If you feel compelled to bring it up, then you say that it's from an anonymous source that we cannot verify, and that's my opinion. I'm getting ready to move the show off of the network, Melissa, so there's more information than was due you, okay?
Request that those shows that play or that shows that are on during church time, could you kindly replay them when it's not church time, so that we don't have to just...
That's why we have archives. Melissa, that's why we have recorded archives, that you can go in and listen to your heart's content. That doesn't interfere with anybody's schedule, Melissa.
Okay, I have something else to ask about, please. Since we have had an influx of immigrants to deal with, are there shots and or vaccines that it is suggested that we get because we have new immigrants to deal with?
Yeah,
that
Melissa, we're out of time. That's why we had a good handle on health in this country, is we didn't allow every mother and her uncle to come in. They were vetted, but they were also given physicals. Their health backgrounds, their criminal backgrounds, all was there to see. It is no longer. And I don't even want to talk about the diseases they're bringing in that we've already eradicated. Steve Elkins, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, John.
And thank you for being here today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.